We can all agree time is valuable, right? Whether you run a business, you work for a business, whether you're a YouTube creator, you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an artist or a cashier or even a child. I mean, ask a kid to sit patiently while you make them dinner and they'll let you know how valuable their time is and that there's only so many hours in a day to play video games or go outside and play with friends and that it's got to be done now. Their time is valuable. So I think no matter where you fall on the spectrum of perspectives, that's a weird way to put it, the spectrum of perspectives. I guess that kind of makes sense. No matter where your beliefs land, I'd hope we can all come across the aisle to shake hands and agree that our time is valuable. Heck, as humans, we only get a certain amount of time here on Earth, so what we do with that time makes it very important. So why are employers not posting the salary range when they're posting jobs? Why? It seems like they're wasting people's time if they're not letting them know up front, here's the potential pay range when you're coming in for that job. It just seems like you could not waste so much of people's time by getting that out there right in the beginning. Let's explore that on this episode of Boston Rob's Morning Psychosis. I hope you're having a fantastic day, wherever, whenever you're listening to this podcast. I hope things are going good. I hope there's blessings in your life. And if there aren't as many as you think there should be, hopefully you're finding some silver linings. One thing that's always frustrating for me, especially working in radio, is you'll see these job postings where they say, like, you're on air. You're going to be a co-host or have your own show. You're also going to be the program director, which is the manager of the station. And the content creation aspect of this job is 24/7. Now, maybe they mean 24 hours a week, 7 weeks a year. But I've always taken it as 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're content creating. You're thinking up ideas for the show, for the station website, for outside of that, for any kind of anything. Really, just you're always trying to create, which that's fine. I spent 20 years in radio, and let me tell you, the job never stopped. I came home, I was doing work. If something happened in my life, it became part of work. I was always at work, no matter where I was. And I think a lot of people can relate to that with technology nowadays. Even though you've left the building, work still is calling you, emailing you, asking you to log into something, do whatever. I think technology, that's one of the downfalls. Technology has virtually put us always in the office. But if you ask the people who are posting these jobs saying you're a content creator 24/7, if you just ask them, is that 24/7 time on the clock? Is that paid? They might be shocked. They might laugh. They might even think you're absurd for asking it, which is weird because why isn't it absurd that you'd ask somebody to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? But it's, why is that not absurd? But it's absurd that I would say, well, if I'm going to be working that whole time, shouldn't I be getting paid? Time is valuable. And these kids aren't going to feed themselves. But somehow our culture has made it the other way around. Not absurd to ask somebody to work all week long. Absurd to think that you could get paid for that time. Well, we're not even going to go into the field of radio right now because that's kind of a mess. I don't know if you still listen to radio or not, but it's really just becoming more and more of syndicated shows or one person doing six jobs, which I feel bad for people in radio because if you've worked any job and they stack jobs on top of yours, you just know you can't get the same quality out of the original job you had when you're doing three other ones at the same time. So to have a successful radio show, I don't understand how more bosses in radio don't understand this. You can't have someone who's running the morning show, also the manager of the station, also the promotion guy, and also the production guy. He's going to, or she, that person is going to be run down and their attention and focus is going to be spread all over the place where you're going to get a half-assed, mediocre show at best. So we're not going to go into radio. What we're just going to specifically look at right now is why are employers, the people who want to hire the best talent, right? They want the best people. Why are they not putting the salary range? You don't have to put exact, but a range. Why not put just a rough guesstimate of what people could make? Well, I've had my own suspicions. Before we get into one of these websites that I was Googling and trying to research and find out, like, what are they saying? It can't just be my hunch of, like, well, a less informed employee is better for the company because then they don't know if they're underpaid. That's essentially what I've boiled it down to is, you know, if you don't have all the information, you can't make a well-informed decision. There's no such thing as a misinformed decision. People aren't telling you, hey, make sure you're pretty misinformed about that so you can just kind of guess your way through things. Nobody respects that. I mean, think about it. If you got the job and you didn't know what you were doing, do you think your boss would be like, you know what, just don't find out and just do what you think would be best? No, they want well-informed employees when they're running their shop or doing whatever. In radio, you know, they don't want people who don't know how to use the equipment. They want people who know what's going on. So how come before you get hired, they're fine with you being in the dark? Well, from some of the websites that I've perused, it turns out that's kind of it. You know, there's more things on top of it. Flexjobs.com has a four reasons why job postings don't list the salary. One of them is it says employers today have found it's not necessary to list the salary. They say during the Great Recession from 2007 to 2009, human resource departments became inundated with job applications from professionals seeking work. This, I believe, was also the time, if you were old enough at this point, you might have heard the term underemployed. We got some new terminology out of this Great Recession. It was people who were underemployed. They had degrees. They were way, way more educated or way more qualified for the job, but they took the job because you got to make ends meet. You got to feed yourself. You got to survive. You got to have those costs of living. It's a weird thing. That we put a price on our lives. But these people had to work. It's unfortunate. I hate when words come from stuff like this because it just sucks. So they found that, hey, so many people are just looking to work. We're going to get quality people no matter what. We don't need to post the salary to attract high quality applicants. So we're kind of out of that Great Recession. But I think a lot of these companies learned, like, oh, if we don't post the job, like I've always told people, from what I've learned in watching negotiations and negotiations in radio, don't throw a number out there first, okay? If you're looking to get a job, see what they're offering. Because if by chance you throw something out and it's less than what they were offering, you're already behind the eight ball. You are already losing money because if you throw something out and you're not well informed on what that position pays or people in that position are getting paid, and you come in a few bucks short or a few thousand in a salary under, they'll go, you got it. You got the job and you feel great until you get more informed. If you watch G.I. Joe in the late 80s, the cartoon, there's a reason they said knowing is half the battle. The other half is finding out what the other people are making in that position. But the first half is knowing. Knowing, is there a salary range that they're starting with? Or, sorry, no, the other half would be asking. I don't know. G.I. Joe didn't fill us in on what the other half was. Must be something we're doing, because if knowing's the first half, you know what? I'll figure this out off the podcast. But G.I. Joe would say, knowing is half the battle. Maybe the other half was just kicking ass. I don't know where I'm going with this metaphor. But I'm trying to relay that there's never been a saying of not knowing is half the battle, or the other half wasn't not knowing things. You want to know. So the number two thing on this list is what I suspected. Withholding salary gives employers more negotiating power. Employers want to find out as much as possible about a candidate before revealing details about income. In some cases, companies with a remote workforce don't have to pay as much, with employees living in rural areas with lower costs. And if you're living in a city, it's going to be more expensive. But It says, all this information can play into the employer's salary offer. When it comes to remote job, well, this is a lot about remotes. We're not talking about remotes. What I think they're missing in this list is withholding the salary information gives them more negotiating power. Number one, because if, like I just said, you speak up, let's just say this is an hourly paying job and the rate should be around $25 an hour. But you don't know that, and you didn't ask anybody that's working there, and you didn't find out from the guy who had the job before you, and you go in and say, well, 20 sounds good, but you're not figuring all the other things, and you offer, and you say, well, I can't do this for less than 20, but they know they're paying everybody else 25, they're going to go, awesome, you got the job for 20, and that's saving them $5 an hour, and if at some point, this is the other part of this that really comes into play, sharing your salary, talking about your wage. Having that transparency is huge with coworkers, hopefully with bosses too. Bosses will never, I mean, bosses I think are the ones, managers are the ones enforcing that. It's taboo to share that in the older generation, where it's really not. And I'm hoping this younger generation can kind of pick up the ball and run with this transparency. In fact, I was just reading another article on Pequity blog, pequity.com, where it says pay transparency in 2022. It's about what states are now requiring employers to provide salary ranges, which I will go over in 1 second. But in this blog, they cite Inc.com. I think Inc. originally started as a magazine. It's a weird magazine, Incorporated Magazine. Just for corporations that want to read about incorporating stuff. But Inc.com actually said 2022 is the year of pay transparency. And it goes to talk about LinkedIn and all this other stuff. So it's coming. The days of transparent pay and keeping pay to yourself and how much you make is being hush hush and you can't talk about it. Well, number one, legally you can talk about it with coworkers. And if anyone tells you you can't, I believe that's against the law, at least here in Massachusetts. But the days of that being wicked taboo are numbered. And I think a lot of people are seeing it. And I think a lot of corporations don't want it to happen. But just from this one list of states that are now requiring job posters to provide salary ranges. And a range is a better thing because there could be a low end and a high end of a specific job. Not every job is going to pay the same and not every candidate has the same qualifications. Some people bring much more, some people bring less, some people need more training. That's why when you come into the range of things, you know, 50 to 75,000, it at least it arms people with the information of when you're applying, when you're going through this process that is timely. It takes up time. It can be time consuming. It can be money consuming with gas prices nowadays. You'd figure these companies need to have the consideration, especially if they want quality talent to come to their company, have that consideration of getting that out of the way. I mean, let's be realistic. We're not talking about internships. We're not talking about nonprofits. We're not talking about volunteering. We're talking about jobs here. So cutting to the chase, it's about a company paying you and you getting paid to earn a living, to survive. So if we could just think of it in those black and white terms, why does that not make the most sense? Because anything that's under what you could survive off of, well, and we're going to get into what all this kind of means, then you wouldn't waste your time. And I think that's a big thing that companies are fighting against. Never mind a living wage, but that once they have that information out there, other companies could offer a dollar more. Isn't that the free market? Isn't that what all these people that talk about the free market love? But I think boils down to is, you know, them trying to save as much money as they can by hiring you. And when people talk negatively about the Great Resignation or that, you know, the younger generation doesn't stay at a job for a long time. No, I think it's that free market mentality. They want to get the most value for their time. Isn't that what the companies are doing too? But I think in just all fairness for when people are trying to get the job, it just makes more sense to have that amount up front, because nobody's applying to a job for free. Nobody's applying to volunteer. When we're talking about a career or job, these companies should be required to just post the salary range so everybody else can, you know, either move along or go, that's, you know, one for me. And it just gets so much out of the way and it saves time. It's just, I don't know, more considerate, more equitable, more, I don't know what the word is. But it just doesn't make sense that it's not just a law in America. If you're posting a job, you got to post the salary range. And then that would get rid of, I guess, wouldn't that create some good, healthy competition with paying people? Because one of the things on that list I was talking about on flex jobs before was if these companies are posting how much they're paying people, the other free market, the other companies in the free market can use that to their advantage. But if everybody's posting their job salary range, then doesn't it not become an advantage for anyone? And wouldn't that allow the people in the free market to know who pays the least and just not work there? Or is that not how the free market's supposed to work? I don't know. Some of this gets a little tricky when it starts becoming about transparency. But if you want to know the states that require it, California, no surprise, it's the first state on the pay transparency list. It was the first state in the U.S. to legally require employees to provide the pay range for a job. If the candidate asks for it after the first interview, what? Provide it after the candidate asks for it? What are you talking about? This list is now weird. So I guess he's still going to ask. That sucks. That shouldn't be a thing. It should be if you're posting a job, you have to have pay transparency. How does that even... California was the first state in the U.S. to legally require employers to provide the pay range for a job, dash, if the candidate asks for it after the first interview. What are they going to do? Get hired and then just be like, okay, I guess I'll find out on my first paycheck. Yeah, when else would you ask? That makes no sense. So, okay. Pequity.com, your blog sucks. Who wrote this? Let me go to the bottom. Doesn't even say who wrote this. I bet it was a corporation. I'll read the rest of the list, but just going off California saying, oh, they legally require the company to provide a pay range if the candidate asks is kind of like, well, what would the company do? Be like, oh, I'm sorry, it's all a secret. And once you're hired, you'll find out on your first paycheck. Like, of course it's fucking required. Of course, after somebody asks, they're going to give you a pay range. That's not providing it with the job posting. Jesus, Colorado. I know Colorado is one because I've looked at jobs in Colorado and they always provide the pay salary. And I even think it has to say some kind of legal mumbo jumbo. So if you're looking remotely or looking in Colorado, you'll see it. Connecticut, it says relatively new to the pay transparency scene is Connecticut. They passed a bill in October 2021 requiring employers to provide a salary range for all extended offers or before then if the candidate asks for it. Again, if the candidate asks for it, they're already a candidate. You're wasting their time by making them ask. Put it with the fucking job posting. What is wrong with this blog? Maryland. I don't know if I can even... I'm so sorry if you're reading or if you're listening to this. This is a bad list. I had only read it briefly before I talked about it on the podcast, and I had seen Colorado and knew it. Nevada. So Maryland, Nevada... Senate Bill 293 is the legal precedent for pay transparency in the state of Nevada, October 2021. These are all wicked recent. Must provide salary range to candidates after the first interview automatically. I like that. It says it's essentially California law, but compulsory for the employer. So it means like the candidate doesn't have to ask. They just have, once you've interviewed, they have to let you know, which is better. But it's not fucking showing the salary range with the job posting. Again, that's what I was Googling. Google, fuck you. Rhode Island, introduced and passed in 2021. Again, this is why I'm saying, like, the pay transparency thing is coming. The days of it being taboo, those days are numbered. Because this is all 2021, and it's just going to keep rolling downhill. Unless corporations lobby the shit out of it and try to make it illegal to tell anybody. That's what they do. Corporations will lobby to make it illegal for you to know what you're paid until paychecks. The Rhode Island Equal Pay Law will require employers to provide candidates with a pay range if the interviewee requests it. And that's not even starting until January 2023. Oh, awesome. So if it's requested, I mean, I would love to know from people if you've ever been on a job interview, said, what is the salary range for this job? And they're like, sorry, not going to let you know, but we'll hire you. Like, who the fuck, where does this is when you go like, something's funky with this. Like, did corporations write these bills? Because it's like, I guess if they forget to ask, then they just get hired and not know what they're getting paid. This seems fucked. Washington, not far behind California, Washington amended its Equal Pay and Opportunities Act in 2019. There we go. That's progressive. To require employers to provide a salary range after they've made an offer. What the fuck is this? After they've offered you the job, by the time you're getting the job, that's when you know or not whether that job will help you afford the cost to live. Yeah, fuck that website. I'm sorry. Pequity.com, go fuck yourself. That was the worst thing ever. Let's finish this list. Number three on why jobs don't post their salaries. Employers want to avoid competition between current and new employees. That's just shitty. Because if you've been there for a while and you're getting paid less than a new hire, which I witnessed when I was hiring people on radio, there were guys that were coming in at $10 an hour and the new guys were getting $12 an hour. And I even thought, as like the hiring dude, I was like, we need to bump all these people up to the same pay raise. There's no way just because you got hired earlier that you should be making less, you know, especially they were doing all the same quality of work. I had a real issue with that, with upper management, and they were like, yeah, go fuck yourself. But you know, in a transparent world, it empowers the employee. So this is why I'm very much for pay transparency, and hopefully you are too, because if you know what other people are making, you share your pay, you share your salary, then people who are maybe working the same job as hard or a harder job than you and are paid less, them being equipped with that information helps them get to that position, or, you know, make up for lost money. Number four on this list, employers want to avoid competition between other companies within the industry. Again, if this just becomes a law, like in today's market, it says companies don't want to advertise their compensation packages because it makes them more vulnerable to their competition. But if everybody has to do it, then the only people that are vulnerable are the ones who pay shitty. So free market, right? Just make it across the board and then you don't have to worry about competition. Then this goes into saying some tips. Negotiate your salary, which I said, you know, don't put in a number unless you're well informed on that number, and always negotiate. Everything's negotiable. Truly it is. I mean, it's just culturally not accepted to negotiate for bananas at the store, but you can, and you see it, you know, you see, this is why, stores will say, hey, we price match. They're just saying, we'll negotiate. If it's less somewhere else and you come up with an item and say, hey, they're selling it across the street for this much, they're price matching. That's just another way to say, like, you're negotiating with them. So you can negotiate anything. Make sure you always negotiate what you're getting paid. Number two, they say know before you go. Know everything you can about the company. The average pay for the job is crucial. Start with simple Google searches. Definitely don't go to Pequity.com. Fuck that site. That was the most obscure. Well, I guess they were doing their best. I guess it's the laws I'm mad at. I'm sorry, Pequity. You were doing your best, but really you... under a Google search for, you know, what states post the job salary with the job listing, you should have worded it differently. I'm more disappointed in America. How are you saying, like, oh, they're required to tell you how much they pay after you get the job? Like, what the fuck is that? Know before you go. So know everything about the company. Oh, go to Glassdoor, Payscale, Bureau of Labor Statistics. And then they say, get it in writing. That's just a life thing. If anybody ever promises you something, a car or a job offer, get everything that is important to you in writing and signed. Because I learned the hard way with that. I was promised quite a few things coming to Boston, and it turned out they were all lies. And because it wasn't in writing, they were just like, what are you going to do? And that sucked. That was a really hard lesson to learn. And I was young and I didn't have too many people helping me. I negotiated that whole thing on my own. But these are hard lessons I've learned to come and tell you if it is important. And more importantly, it can be hard to like say this stuff to people like, oh, that's a promise. Can I just have that in writing? And just think of it as, if they're not lying, they should have no problem putting it in writing. So it's really not a, you know, you being out of line to ask, put it in writing. It's more about whether or not they're being honest with you. So yes, that's very important. And again, I learned the hard way. Don't learn the hard way. So hopefully this was a little bit informative, but it's just very frustrating when, if you're searching for a job still, or if you're looking to switch jobs or looking for a promotion or whatever, to not be armed with all the information you can have. And you would think, like, in a place that values the free market, the transparency, or, you know, everyone being well-informed would make a better free market. It's just not true. And it's on many, many different lists. They don't want a well-informed potential employee. They want a well-qualified. They want a well-informed after you're hired. But right before they have to figure out how much they're going to pay you, they want you like truffles, you know, eating shit in the dark. They don't want you to know nothing. So just do your best to research and reach out to people. This is why I do this podcast, because sharing people or trying to teach people and help people understand that it's really just a weird cultural thing in America that it's like taboo to share your salary. And it really reflects nothing on you. If anything, it reflects more on the company. If you're lower paid or higher paid, it shows you whether the company values you or not. And the quicker we can push for transparency and for people to be on board with sharing how much they make, the faster we can push that and make it culturally acceptable and the norm, the better employees will get on this end of the deal. You don't believe me? Look it up yourself. So just try to, you know what, like G.I. Joe said, knowing is half the battle. Simply summed up in an 80s cartoon that was meant to sell you toys or sell, you know, kids my age at that time toys. They had a memorable tagline, because you gotta know. That's half the battle. The other half is, I don't know. We'll figure that out on a different podcast. Thanks for listening to Boston Rob's Morning Psychosis. I am Rob. Please, if you like the podcast, hit subscribe. Leave a review if you listen on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Podcasts, or I don't know. Can you only leave a review on the Apple Podcasts? And just make sure you share this, especially with other people that might be in the job market or could use this insight, if there were any insights in this. But please share this with a loved one, because the more we get the word out, the quicker we get the word out, the quicker things will change. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. Peace.